Here's a Monday mood changer from Scott Davis.
But I'm learning. She wants me to vacuum the rug and all that kind of stuff. I said, listen, I do the lawn. I ride on the riding thing. When they come out with a riding vacuum cleaner, I'll do that, okay? And making up the bed. Why do we have to make up the bed when we're going to get right back in it in 4 hours, right?
Hey, everybody, Scott Davis here. My wife says I sometimes revert back to the arguments of a 10-year-old in my reasoning. Well, she may have a point. The Bible does talk a lot about such things. While some people are naturally driven to complete projects, others are apathetic, requiring motivation to get moving. Laziness, which is a lifestyle for some, is a temptation for all of us. The Bible is clear that because God ordained work for man, laziness is a sin. He says in Proverbs 6:6, take a lesson from the ants, you lazy bones. Learn from their ways and become wise. The Bible also says the sluggard's craving will be the death of him because his hands refuse to work. He loves sleep. As a door turns on its hinges, so a sluggard turns on his bed. Proverbs 26:14. Okay, I could go on and on, but I think you get my point. My ears are burning now, too. This is hitting a little too close to home. The Bible says in Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. We are not saved by works, but we show our faith by our works. So, let's strive to work hard for Jesus. Have a great day.
This has been a Monday Mood Changer with Scott Davis. Hear more at scottdavis.com.